Well, greetings, horror fans. Today's show is brought to you by HorrorDecor.net. Make every day a living nightmare. Just go to HorrorDecor.net for a wide variety of horror-inspired products. Candles, jars, lampshades, clocks, and pillows. Get a bloody night's sleep with some of your favorite horror movies printed right on a pillow. That's HorrorDecor.net. A proud sponsor of the Necronomicast. On with the show.
Good evening, Terry.
A hire. Own a motel. That's important here. Yeah. And you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
It burns! Oh, it burns! And I'm the devil.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Necronomicast. This is Tim.
And this is Wayne. Today on the show,
Tyler Mayne.
We've been waiting a while to get him.
Yes.
Yes, and we're very excited. He's a great guest. You might have known him from such roles as
Michael Myers from the Rob Zombie movies.
All right, and as well as Ajax from Troy.
Yes. And for you older fans,
of course, the X-Men
and WCW wrestling.
Oh yeah,
way back in the day.
And yeah, you don't have to be old. Oh my gosh, yeah. No, we had a Tyler's a great interview. He's got a lot of stuff going on, his own production company as well as things that are happening. And we talk a lot about his acting career, how he got into acting, yep, and all like that. So yeah, so stay tuned for that. Otherwise, we'd like to say that this episode is, of course, sponsored again by Dr. Sanguinary's Creature Feature. Tim, when is that going to be on?
Every Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
How's it been going?
It's going amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
A few skeptics.
Know,
I mean, that, what do you expect?
Skeptics? What do you mean, yeah, skeptics?
Oh,
skeptics,
my God. Work. People are telling us that we need to go back and research the original Sanguinary because we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Oh, well, now isn't that just totally different, though?
It was like, really? Come on, people.
Well, he did.
You know? He did. He's family endorsed, people.
Yeah, that's right. And friendly. All right, we're going to do this, too. Also, we've got a new website, so if you go to our Necronomicast.com, site, you're going to be able to not only listen to each and every show, you'll be able to listen to last episode. We've got all sorts of things going on there. Please check it out. We've got sponsors. If you are out there and you want to sponsor the show, we've got sponsor info on there. You can actually purchase an ad right there from the site. Now I've got that all set up.
Yes, and it looks so pretty.
It is. Isn't it pretty?
It
See,
is
look
so
at
pretty.
That.
So pretty.
We're also sponsored by, of course, the Hot Springs Horror Festival, Film Festival.
Yes.
Which is happening. One of our previous guests, she's putting it on.
Tamara Glenn,
yep,
from Halloween 5.
That's going to be all the way down, of course. It's going to be September 26th through the 29th of this year.
We are sponsors. We are going to be there.
That's right.
And I'm actually going to be a guest speaker as well, showing off some of my work.
I will be down there signing autographs for, yes, all the lovely kids, yes, and adults.
Bring a roll of toilet paper in. Yeah. We will sign it.
And we will sign anything. So we'll have a table down there. You can meet us. We're going to have some merchandise down there as well. Yep. So Hot Springs Horror Festival, again, September 26th to 29th. It's going to be a great thing. Again, another proud sponsor of the Necronomicast. All right. So shall we do this?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm super excited. All right. This is our interview with Tyler Mayne right here
on Necronomicast. For the people out there that don't know, you used to be in WCW as Big Sky. How did you kind of fall? Yes,
actually, Big Sky and Nitron.
Yes.
I started first as Woman's Bodyguard. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
That was quite a while ago.
And how all did that kind of come to play?
Well, you know, as a kid, I always wanted to wrestle, and being from Canada, I went to the Stu Hart dungeon, the famous dungeon, and trained with the Hart family for a little while. And then the WWF came through, and I went to Los Angeles and started training. From there, I ran into Ric Flair, who brought me into the WCW, and then I went all over the world. I wrestled in Japan, Germany, Austria, England, Yugoslavia, Mexico, Puerto Rico, all over. Did it for about 11 and a half years, and then transitioned into the acting, which is a lot easier on your body.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, how was that transition? Did you actively go out and seek roles, or did you get contacted by somebody that says, hey, you've got a build that would totally fit this character?
Well, you know, actually, the first role I ever did was in Mexico. I actually did one of those Mexican wrestling films where I played an intergalactic vampire with three midget sidekicks dressed up as aliens.
Awesome.
And no, I'm not telling you the name of that damn movie.
Oh.
Okay? But from there, I know, laugh.
Oh, man.
We're laughing with you.
It sounds epic.
And you know, it was done in the like 80s and late 80s, and there was this, my wife laughs at it because there's this pink fog that comes in and then I come out of the fog. It's crazy. But anyhow.
Oh, memories.
Yes, fond memories. But then I was with the WCW, and the Bandit sequel, they were doing the Universal was doing the Action Pack and did the Smoking the Bandit series. Mm-hmm. And they asked if I wanted to do that, and I was like, wow, this is a lot better than getting dropped on your head. And transitioned into the acting, and went in and talked to Bryan Singer about the role for the X-Men, and ended up getting Sabretooth, and then
that's great.
Going from there, and then now I've just recently started up my own production company, and we finished our first film, Compound Fracture, and we're actually taking it on a tour, a multiple city tour, and taking it to the people, and we've got I've got myself in it, of course. People know me as Michael Myers and Rob Zombie's Halloween. We've got Derek Mears, who is Jason in Friday the 13th. And we've got Muse Watson, Ben Willis from I Know What You Did Last Summer. So we have three iconic serial killers in this film, plus Leslie Easterbrook, Daniel Roebuck, Todd Farmer, and a bunch of people.
Wow. So that's interesting that you're doing this, because we've talked to a lot of different filmmakers that are really taking the films out to the people, especially independent filmmakers.
Yeah, it's a great way to get out and meet the fans and show them your product. And, you know, I wanted to do it to give back to the fans, because the fans have supported me, and without the fans, I don't have a job or a career.
Exactly.
And what we're doing is we're doing this multiple city tour, you know, I'd said around 70. And we've got a VIP ticketing system set up where the VIPs will get a pre-show of the actors talking to them on screen, and then the movie will play, and there's a meet and greet beforehand. They watch the movie, and then there's a Q&A afterwards. And we've also set up a bunch of great prizes, and we're doing giveaways to the VIPs all night long with T-shirts and things like that, and signed posters. But we set up for the grand prize from the multiple city tours. We're picking one winner from each city to be entered into the drawing to win props from the movie, screen-worn clothing.
Cool.
But here's the big one. Someone will win a walk-on role to our next movie, Penance Lane, where I will kill them in the movie.
Nice.
Wow, that's a big
one. Yeah, everybody likes that one. And then here's the granddaddy. I've put up my Michael Myers screen-worn Halloween jumpsuit to one winner from the city too.
That's awesome. Wow, you're doing 70 cities, you said?
Yeah, we're looking at it right now. We're structuring and putting it all together. We've done three of the cities. We're going out to Columbus, Ohio here in about 2 weeks. We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio. Then we're hitting Philadelphia, and then down to Dallas on May 2nd. We're going to be in Dallas, Texas, where actually we're doing a doubleheader. We're doing the Compound Fracture, then we're doing a Q&A, and following it up with Halloween.
Oh, cool.
So people will be able to watch Halloween with Michael Myers in the theater and see the new Compound Fracture and have a great time and make an evening of it.
Yeah, that's super cool. You know, it'd be almost even cooler if it was 71 cities.
Yes, and make Omaha one of them.
Yeah, that'd be great. You'll have two people at least coming to it. You know that, right?
Well, there you go. You know, we'll have to put that on the list. We're still developing, you know, the city tour. So if you guys think you've got a lot of fans there in Omaha, let us know, and we will definitely come.
Omaha is a huge horror community.
We'll make a pitch to you, and we'll see if we can make the cut.
You got it.
That sounds like an amazing amount of fun for a bunch of horror fans all over the country. And again, I think it's a great idea just to be able to take those films out and also be able to get out there and meet the fans as well. They get kind of a double duty thing there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and when I'm at these cities, we've got people. Bring out whatever you want, sign them, signing whatever they want, for free and stuff. And it's just a great time, you know.
And that's something too, you know, like a convention. And I know that we've talked to some other, I suppose now mutual friends of yours that have hung out with you during conventions. And we've talked to a lot of actors from horror films that have gained a new popularity through conventions. Mm-hmm. When did you start attending these horror conventions, and what were your first impressions when you did?
Well, you know, I mean, it's great to get out and see the fans, and I'd done a few, you know, since I was Michael Myers, but recently, since I started my own production company, we've been going to a lot more of them, and you know, pumping our company, Main Entertainment, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just enjoy going out and meeting the fans and seeing them and seeing just how excited they are to see you, you know?
Do you get an equal amount?
I love it when... pardon me?
I said, do you get an equal amount of fans that are from the sci-fi as well as the horror? You know, being fans of yours as being Sabretooth from X-Men as well as fans of even movies like Troy and as well as the Halloween series?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. You know, it's funny because people know me at these horror conventions as Michael Myers, but then they see that I've done Sabretooth and Troy and all these other movies, and they're like, "Oh my God, we never knew that was you."
And but, I was kind of the opposite. I was like, "Oh, we're getting Sabretooth." Well, wait a minute, he was Michael Myers.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on the fans, you know. Everybody knows me for different things, which is kind of cool.
How did you stumble across Rob Zombie's camp?
You know, that's kind of a funny story. I went in and replaced the guy on the House of a Thousand Corpses with Devil's Rejects. I didn't think anything of it. I went in there and worked for 4 days on it. It was kind of really cool. Opened up the Devil's Rejects and just had a blast, you know. And then I was in Canada getting ready to talk to producers about another project, and the phone rang, and it's Rob Zombie. So, you know, of course you're going to pick up that call, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, hey, I wrote a movie for you. I said, oh, cool, what is it? He goes, well, it's the Halloween, and I want you to play Michael Myers. And I go, Rob, come on, man, I don't want to wear a hockey mask. And he goes, wrong movie, dumbass. But then he explained to me, he goes, no, I want to make it more than a one-dimensional character, you know, and tell the backstory and show how he's a product of his environment. And I was like, wow, this sounds really cool, you know. And good thing I didn't know how big of a fan following it had when I agreed to it. But, you know, and then when it got out that I was doing the new Michael Myers, they're like, oh, my God, he's too big. He's this. But then now people are taking to it as being a nice, vicious Michael Myers. So,
well, yeah, and the other parts, too, as far as his backstory and when he was an adult.
It humanizes him a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. besides Michael Myers, what's been one of your favorite parts to play as far as you had a lot of fun creating the character or you really enjoyed the people that you were working with? What was one that really sticks out?
You know, the one that really sticks out, and you're going to think I'm just pushing it, but it's Compound Fracture.
Oh, right.
I had such a great time on it, man. I mean, I was producing it. My wife and I were producing it. We wrote it together. And, you know, when you're producing and pulling double and triple duties like that, you get like 2-3 hours of sleep a night, you know? And we'd get our little bit of sleep and we'd wake up and we'd go, we're making a movie, man. We're making a movie. And everybody was just so cool to work with. And I just love doing the character, you know, and working with all the people on set. And it's kind of a role that takes me, out of just the stereotypical killer or whatever right. kind of role. And it's kind of funny. We've shown it in these three cities, and people are afterwards like going, wow, you can act. I'm like, thanks. because they're used to Michael Myers not talking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just all around. It was just a cool experience, and I had the best time of my life making that movie. So hopefully everybody will come out and see it. And you know, people can go to compoundfracturethemovie.com and check for tickets.
Awesome.
They can even request cities. So if you want to put Omaha in the mix, you know, shoot it in there. And my Facebook and Twitter are Main Entertain, MANE Entertain. Okay. And also my personal Twitter is Tyler_Main. Okay. So that's all that good stuff.
So we're going to leave all that on our show page too, so the fans can actually get a hold of you and check out what's happening. I think I also want to talk about I know you're doing this tour. Do you have conventions coming up? Are you going to be at Crypticon? Do you know what's happening with any other appearances?
I want to get into that Crypticon. It's the first time that I've really heard about it. So I'd love to go, you know, because we're following it up with, we're taking the show to Portland and then to Seattle, I think, a few days after Crypticon. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to make an appearance there.
All right.
I'm going to hopefully work that out. And I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas, where we're doing our screening of the movie the Thursday night before Frightmare.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then... boy, I'm not sure where else I'm going. I'm going to be everywhere.
You got to check the schedule. We'll have everybody check the schedule. Yeah,
you will definitely hear from us. We are definitely going to push to try to get you here.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bug you now.
All right, hey, no problem.
I was looking and going back to some of your roles that you've been doing. Kind of reading a little bit about how you prepare for roles. I know that the fans are going to want us to ask this as far as especially different characters. Everything from a superhero or an antihero to even your roles like not only in the Halloween movies, but even like Troy, you know, having to be an Argonaut and be this and using weapons and large, you know, ancient weapons. How do you prepare for roles that have that kind of a broad spectrum to them?
Well, you know, I mean, like for the Sabretooth, I went into a comic book shop and, you know, I'd watched the cartoons as a kid, so I was kind of familiar with Sabretooth, but yeah. I went into a comic book shop and, you know, started pulling Sabretooth comic books. It was kind of funny how I ended up getting them. I said, I walked into the comic book shop, I go, hey, do you guys got any X-Men comics? He goes, yeah, these several rows over here. I go, oh, okay, this pretty big. You got anything with Sabretooth in them? He goes, yeah, these rows over here. And I'm like, okay, can you help me pull some of the good ones? I'm getting them for my nephew, so, you know. And so I got him and did my research and kind of got into comic books. You'd think I'd be more into comic books with my wife being the past editor and the chief of Top Cow Comic Books for 10 years. But
Yeah,
you know, but
were you?
So I did my research. Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
So I did my research for that role like that, and it's funny because I went into to the office to meet Bryan Singer, and this young kid was kind of sitting on the edge of the couch typing, and I'd gone out and bought fangs and everything, and you know, Polydent to stick him in and everything, so I looked like more like Sabretooth and had the long hair and that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, I'm here to meet Brian Singer. He goes, just a minute. And I'm like, what the hell? Okay. And then he goes, he looks up and he sees me and sees the teeth and everything. He goes, oh my God, I'm Brian Singer.
No way.
I'm like, okay, don't judge a book by the cover. It's the first thing you learn in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then my audition process was literally, he stood on the glass coffee table and had me choke him. And I'm like, okay, let's do this.
what kind of movie is this?
And I got, you know, and I got Sabretooth. It was really cool. You know, and he talked to me a bit about the character, and thank God I knew from the comic books that I read and stuff. And then, you know, then you're playing something totally different, like an Ajax.
Yeah.
You know, you do your research and, you know, you start looking at the Iliads and stuff like that. And of course it didn't play out anything like the Iliads.
No.
But then when you find out that you're carrying a huge ass hammer and a refrigerator door for a shield, you get your ass in the gym and work out and try and get prepared, you know? And, you know, and for a role like Michael Myers playing a serial killer, you know, you take a look at some of our past serial killers like Gacy and all these guys, and you realize that, hey, they functioned in society, and most of the time nobody knew who these people were until it was brought to the forefront of what they were doing, and everybody's shocked. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's kind of the way I wanted to bring a little bit of that element to the Michael Myers mm-hmm. character mm-hmm. too, you know. And because a serial killer or someone that's killing, they're not thinking that they're a bad person. They're doing it for their own motive. And my motive was to reunite with Laurie Strode, my family, the only person I ever knew, and I was relentlessly trying to do that. And some people happened to get in my way and they had to die. Things happen. What are you going to do, right?
Now, are you involved with music at all? Because I've seen a video one time where you were... they were promoting like guitars.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love music. You know, I play a little bit of guitar and stuff like that. It's funny because when I went into pro wrestling, I had this really nice Gibson Les Paul mm-hmm. that was probably a 77, 78 Les Paul, and I ended up selling that, my golf clubs, and my Jeep, so that I had enough money to get into pro wrestling and
oh, wow.
start my career. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. But you got to do what you got to do,
that's
right?
That's right. That's
right. Those are just physical things.
Exactly.
You got a career to worry about here.
Now I got my golf clubs back. I got my guitars back. I just don't want the Jeep.
That's a little more up, a little bit of an upgrade from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. All right, so cool. We can, like I said, we're going to put all those links on our show page so people can go find out more about Compound Fracture, where all that's going to happen, what cities you're going to be in, and kind of keep track of you there and kind of get, and again, on Facebook, they can look on there and they can find some of the actors and a little bit behind the scenes as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, because we're restructuring the tour, so we're okay. going to be starting putting up some more cities here in a little bit. But we are hitting Columbus, Ohio, in about a week or two weeks, mm-hmm. then okay. Philly, then Dallas, and then you know, after that, we're going to have more dates coming up.
Cool, very cool. We're excited to do that. I'm sure that people will be able to keep track on the social media as to where the cities and when that's going to all line up. So.
Most definitely.
And then we'll promote that on ours as well. So
yes.
Cool.
All right.
You know, thanks a lot for taking the time out and talking with us today. It's great to
thanks for having me on, you know.
Oh, you're welcome back anytime, man. Door's always open for you.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
It'll very actually cool. be thanks physically guys. Open yes, for yeah. you when you get here.
There we go. When we bring our screening to Omaha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, what a great idea that is. You're a genius.
We'll do an in-person interview see? With you.
And then you can see.
There we go.
We are all that you need to be to come to Omaha. This is why. It's us.
You know, You know, and here's another thing for you guys too. And I mean, you might want to even put this on the podcast. Is for the cities that we're going to, we are looking for affiliates to help us sell these tickets, and we're giving them a percentage of the sales of the tickets. So,
well, there, that's
you know,
what we do. We already.
If you've got a big family, there we go. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
all right.
We've got legions of fans that we can help do that with.
Yes,
yeah. There we go. Yeah, so I mean, if someone's interested in that, just contact Main Entertainment, and we will set you up with an affiliate program.
Perfect. That sounds awesome. That's a great way to go too. Again, I love the grassroots approach to getting films out there and getting them seen and getting the public used to going to that as well and supporting.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, it is true grassroots, and that's why we're giving back to the community and people in the community and all of that. We have a program for heroes and all kinds of stuff that we're doing with this tour. So, you know, we'd love to see everybody out there.
Excellent. Perfect. Excellent. All right. Well, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll definitely be in touch here, and, well, again, thanks a lot, Tyler, for doing what you do.
Thank you, guys, and I will talk to you guys later. Take care. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. You too. Bye.
Cheers. There it was. There's our interview.
Yep. Like I said, great interview. He's got a lot going on. If you want to find out everything, like we said in the interview, go ahead and go to our page, our Necronomicast, or actually, yeah, thenecronomicast.com. You're going to be able to see the show info right there with everything that's happening. You can get all the information as far as where to find him on Facebook and where you can find him on Twitter and their website to find out if that's happening. Now, as you heard, we want him to come to Omaha.
Yes.
You know, we're based out of Omaha. Of course, we want him to come to your city too, but we want to bring Tyler's production company and the new movie. We want to bring it here to Omaha. So here's what I'm proposing. We're gonna write up something. We'd love to get him and have him down here at the Slowdown. We're going to need your help, though. We need your emails. We need anything like that. We need some sponsorship. So we're going to try and not sponsorship, but we need your support.
Yes.
So when we start announcing that we can have this, we want to make sure that everybody's like, hell yeah, we want to totally go to this because we think we can bring him down along with the other actors.
Yep.
And see if
we got enough connections that we can really make this work between TV and radio and everything else.
And I think that, you know, you listen to the prizes that they're offering for each
these aren't the overall prizes. These aren't little gifts. Some of these are huge.
Oh, yeah. And a chance, you know, again, just
walk on roll.
Walk on roll.
Meet and greet. Michael Myers drops. Jumpsuit. I mean,
this is great. So stay tuned for more information on that. We are going to do our best to try and bring him here. Check out for updates on our Facebook page as well as on our site, Necronomicast.com. So, all right. Well, stick around. We're going to have great interviews coming up here on the show this month. So,
yes.
All right. All right. Well, that's about it for this show. My name is Wayne.
This is Tim.
And we'll see you next time
on Necronomicast.
You've been listening to the Necronomicast. A weekly podcast produced by Wayne Brecky, part of the Free Life Media Network. For show notes and other information, go to Necronomicast.com.